international aid groups say India is preventing relief supplies from reaching some of the most in need following last week's tsunami. Oxfam says valuable time has been lost in the remote islands of Andaman and Nicobar because of the delay. The Indian government has a long-standing policy of restricting entry to the islands. It is concerned about the security of a military airbase there and with protecting indigenous tribes on the islands. The spokesman for Oxfam says if you don't take care of the survivors, their deaths can outnumber the deaths from the tsunami. India's home ministry says more than 15,000 people there have died from the tsunami. For commentator Sandeep Roy, India has never been closer to his thoughts or seemed farther away.
Even for someone from India like me, it's hard to make sense of a tragedy of such mammoth proportions. My life in America is so insulated. The worst hurricane season in years cost just over 100 lives. Natural disaster stories here are often about lost luggage and long supermarket lines. Back in India, it's different. The remote Indian islands of Andaman and Nicobar practically drowned in the tsunami. These islands, with sandy beaches and dense jungles, are the last outpost of vanishing tribes. The government kept many of them isolated to save them from modern civilization and its diseases. Now, that pristine isolation has cut them off from the rest of the world. We don't know how many thousands are dead there, and we'll never know what the tribes' people thought, what gods they prayed to when that great wall of water rose. I understand now why my ancestors worship gods of fire and wind and water. How else can you make sense of the ocean rearing up on its hind legs to come crashing down on your world? I keep thinking about a passage from the Hindu holy book, the Bhagavad Gita. Americans know it as the passage Robert Oppenheimer quoted when he tested the first atom bomb. To intimidate a warrior prince, the god Vishnu morphs into a gigantic, multi-armed, writhing figure. Immense beyond the scale of human conception, he says, now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds. I wonder if the Tamil fishermen thought about Vishnu too, before the waters that gave them life took it away. I have been to those beaches near Chennai, where housewives rolled silk saris above their knees and gingerly stepped into the gray-green ocean waters. Families strolled with cotton candy and popcorn, their only escape from lives in stuffy, cramped apartments. So many of them are gone, so many swept away. The tourist, the jogger, the vendor hawking dolls made of seashells, the laughing young boy who'd lop off the head of a fresh green coconut for you, the children playing on the beach, just as I did. Now all I can do is make plans to donate money. But I find the greatest hope in the story of an old man going door to door in the state of Gujarat, raising money. In another deadly earthquake in 2001, he lost everything. Today, he is giving back. There is some comfort in remembering, in the midst of this epic destruction, that Vishnu, the destroyer of worlds, is also the preserver of life.
Commentator Sandeep Roy is an editor with New California Media in San Francisco.